It's 8:04. We've got finalists from the Last Band Standing contest, and right now the Cover Girls are doing their sound check. I was hoping to see their sound check on the live webcam.
Yeah, go to kfox.com.
I can't, but there's nothing happening right now on mine.
What do you mean?
Anyway, they sound great. I'm really looking forward to this. We have our three judges.
Yeah,
Brad Cava, Robert Perry, and Reed Zorro. All well-known South Bay music figures, yes?
I see it.
Oh, well, why am I not getting it?
Because you have to refresh. Do you know how to click the refresh button?
Is that that little green one that with the things going around and around? Sounding good.
It sound good.
So live music just around the corner. All you got to do is hang out.
So guess what? He opened with your buddy last night.
98.5 K-Fox, the classic rock experience. I'm Greg Kinn. It's 8:15, and we are blessed to have live music in the studio this morning. A lot of fun. Of course, it's the Last Band Standing contest. We have some finalists coming in to perform live for you. But before I turn you on to the Cover Girls, let me talk about our judges. We have a panel of three judges today. Each one has a 1 to 10 rating, so a possible 30 points. And that'll go up against the internet voting score, so we get a nice balanced response. And these are three guys that have done a lot for the music scene here in the Bay Area. Reed Zorro, who's been booking Bay Area bands forever, and he's a good friend of mine, and also Robert Perry from the group Three with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer, also Hush. And he's got that studio down in Campbell, Chris.
The legendary Soundtech Studios.
Great studio.
Yeah.
And Brad Cava, the legendary. Everybody's legendary this morning, aren't they? San Jose Mercury News music critic, and he's now currently residing at Radio Soup, and there's a dash, radio-soup.com.
Did you get laid off or fired, Brad?
What's the difference?
There you go. Wow. He's got a very good point.
Are you over it or are you bitter?
I'm bitter.
It's been a couple months.
They said I wrote too much about classic rock, and then I saw the guy they replaced me with who'd never seen any classic rock.
Oh,
and it's
for God's
anyway.
Sakes.
What are you going to do?
Well, you're just mad because he's young and good looking.
He's young.
Brad, did you try hitting him with a frying pan? That usually works.
Yeah, okay. That would be the bosses, you know. I don't know. This, whatever.
Anyway,
whatever.
We gave you a job here this morning as a judge.
There we go. And that's just as good.
It's a lot of fun, and you'll be judging our next group, which is the Cover Girls. Now, I'm looking at my webcam, and you people at home and around the country can just tune into the kfox.com website and look at the webcam. And, oh, there she's waving. What the hell do you have on there? It looks like a... It looks like on the webcam, it looks like an aluminum foil tutu or something. What is that?
Greg, kids with glitz.
That's right. I've always wanted to be a ballerina, so I've got my tutu on.
Oh, man, and it really does things when you move. I like that.
Thank you.
Hey, could you go around the horn real quick and introduce John, Paul, George, and Ringo for us?
Everybody play something, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to first start with Trixie Delight on the guitar.
Trixie. What a great name, Trixie.
Oh, wait. It wasn't on.
It wasn't on.
Oh, goodness. One more time. Okay, Miss Trixie Delight over here on the guitar. Sweet.
Yeah.
We got the world-famous Melanie on the other guitar. We got Wind, a bass made in Pretty in Pink on that bass. And then behind that drum kit, if you peel it away slowly, you're going to see the great and powerful Oz.
Never mind that person behind the curtain.
And what city are you five ladies from?
So we're from a combination, San Jose, Peninsula, and East Bay.
And what do you guys do for a living when you're not the Cover
Girls?
Oh,
my goodness. Well, I'm a technical recruiter.
Wow. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a geologist.
Jeez.
We have a management and
a sculptor.
A sculptor. Wow, you guys. So not only is it an all-babe unit, but it's an all-intelligent babe unit, which is even more rare.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you guys have a lot of fun, I can tell.
Rare, what? Hey.
You have a lot of fun playing, don't you?
Absolutely.
Because everybody's smiling and jumping around in there. And what's your first song going to be for us this morning?
We're going to do Even It Up by Heart.
Oh, one of my favorite Heart songs. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Performing live before our microphones here at K-Fox, this is the Cover Girls.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Girls live and in your face. I loved it. That was outstanding, you guys.
Thank you.
Really sounded great. I love the vocals.
Thanks a lot.
Just everything. That was just so full of energy. I had to look at my watch just to make sure what time it was.
What time is it?
Yes. Well, it's that time again. And anyway,
it's coffee time.
Yeah. You're Greg's favorite all-girl band.
Yeah, I really love you guys.
Woohoo! Thank you, Greg. You could be an honorary cover girl if you wish.
You could be Rhodey really? Kindra if you like.
Oh, I like that.
All right.
Debbie Harry got in a fight with his drummer or something.
So. Yeah, well, that was years ago, Chris. I'm sure she's over that now.
But Greg, are you over it?
Yeah, sure. I'm over everything. It's one of the joys of being 58 years old.
Oh!
Everything's behind me now. I don't have to look forward at all.
Should I admit that we're just chasing you down there?
Yeah. I can tell you stories from the 80s, but I won't worry
so
with that.
We.
Hey,
so
that,
could we.
Now that's a, you're my kind of gals. You know, there's a difference between girls and gals. G-A-L-S. Gals, right?
And G-R-R-L-Z, too.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you. That's how you say it properly.
Girls. All right,
let's turn to our judges now. And it's the three guys. Now, there's a possible 30 points here. Each guy representing 10 points. And they're not going to render their scores yet until the second song is done. But what was your original vibe, Reed? How did you feel about the Cover Girls?
Well, you know, over the years, I've booked and managed a lot of girl bands, and they brought it. They did really well.
Excellent. Robert, what was your opinion?
First of all, Greg, we're a little tired from trying to keep you out of their room there.
Yeah.
That kind of wore us out.
Ah, you guys.
Excellent. I got to say, the singer was really rocking in here. The lead guitar was incredible. Also, I want to say that because they go on second doesn't mean they don't get here at 6 in the morning. They do.
That's right. So they're dedicated.
It's the same for everybody. They get here early.
Yeah, everybody has the same handicap.
Nice job.
Okay, Brad, what did you think?
Hey, they nailed it. I mean, I think they set the bar right there for all the bands to come. I didn't hear one flaw in that song.
Perfect.
And,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, so there you've heard from our judges. Now we're going to get a second song from the Cover Girls coming up, and after that, we will get a ruling from the judges, and good luck, guys. Anyway, we've got the Cover Girls in for some live music in the studio this morning, and well, they sounded really good on the first song. Now, these are all finalists from the Last Band Standing contest, and I really am looking forward to your second song. What are you going to do?
We are going to do Little Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
Now, what are you putting on your head there?
These would be my sequin horns.
Your sequin horns.
That
okay.
I love. And Greg and Chris,
yes.
The question I got to ask you.
Yes.
Would you rather go to heaven or would you rather go to hell with the Cover Girls?
Oh, that's a tough choice.
Here we go, then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Cover Girls.
on the highway to hell.
That was great. The Cover Girls, ladies and gentlemen, live before our microphones here in the studios. And I must say, I'm enjoying watching. I just lost the webcam. Chris, did you lose your webcam?
Yeah, it's right back. KFox.com. You can see all five girls.
Hold on. Let me refresh here. Yeah, right now, I think right the heavy part. I think you blew out the webcam on that
my.
One.
Oh, my.
Very, very nice job, you guys.
We're not going to be liable to that cam, are we?
No, you don't have you don't have a thing to worry about there.
Turn around, look at the guy in the window.
There's a guy in the window. These people in the window don't know that they're being broadcast around the country.
Around the world.
So they're like, hey! Yeah, one guy had his whole face against the mirror, you know, when you do that nose thing against the glass.
Sweet.
Yeah, he was obviously watching very diligently.
How much is that guy in the window?
Oh, that was wonderful. All right, now, let us turn to our judges. All three of these guys have done a lot for the music scene here in the Bay Area, and they are here to be impartial judges and render their verdict about these finalists that are coming in to play live.
Dun, first.
Yeah, this is the hard part. Now, each judge has a possible 10 points, so you have a possible 30 points sitting on the other side of that glass, you guys. Let's go to Reed Zorro. Reed, what did you think?
I thought the vocals on it were great.
Yes, I did too.
Loved the arrangement of the whole thing. Sparkles is early in the morning. You got to give them credit for that.
Yep.
And just a good solid band all around. I gave them 8.5.
8.5. All right. That's the highest rating thus far this morning. All right. We turn now to Robert Berry. Robert, were you impressed with the Cover Girls?
Yeah, I was really impressed. I got to say, I think the first song was a better fit for the band.
Mm-hmm.
They really sounded just incredible. The second song, the guitar players were really great. I thought the solo was a little bit tame, the guitar solo, for an AC/DC tune. So that's why I didn't think it was that good a fit.
Okay.
But they were great. I mean, you should have seen them in the studio here. Just incredible.
I was watching on the webcam, and I know that's not as good as looking through the glass. What's your rating?
I give them an 8.
8. Very good. We turn now to Brad Cava. Brad, I thought these girls really turned in a great performance this morning. Do you agree?
I do. Mostly the vocals. I mean,
they were wonderful vocals.
It's hard. You know,
it's all
they
about
both,
the
harmonies and the two. They hit every note on the voices. Guitar's kind of got a little ragged there, but sort of opposite AC/DC where the vocals are ragged and the guitars are always perfect. But overall, hey, I would pay to see these guys. The only complaint I had is, they're all married and their husbands are the roadies.
That's
that is really a change of things.
Not married. But
who's not
married?
Who's not married?
Miss Trick City Light and the world famous Melanie.
All right. Well, there we go. That's good for this audience here.
Yeah.
They'll have male groupies lining up outside. But I would pay to see these guys.
What is your rating?
I'm giving them an 8.5.
8.5. Excellent score, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Tally up the scores there and tell us what these girls...
25 out of 30.
25 out of 30. That's pretty darn good. All right. I really enjoyed watching you guys and listening to you this morning. Best of luck in the contest. Get all your fans, you know, mobilized and get them voting for you. And good luck.
Thank you so much, Greg.
We really appreciate
it's been
the
an
opportunity.
Honor.
It's been an honor.
What are you ladies looking for in a man?
Yeah.
What? A job.
Wow.
They've been there. They've done this before.
So I like it. Low standards. Well, actually.
No, actually, in today's world, a good job. Yeah, that's high standards.
Say, so we have an upcoming webcast from Expression Studio, and we'd also like people to go to our website. It's covergirls.com, covergrrlz, girls.com.
Girls. Woo! All right.
Hey, Brad,
thanks.
Did you hear what they said? They're looking for a guy?
A job.
That rules you out, Brad.
You are cruel. You have to point that out, didn't you? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cover Girls. Thanks
so much. Bye-bye.